Chapter 8. What big eyes I have. Jonah, Lolly, and Prince run off to hide in the kitchen. I'm about to follow them, but Owen stops me.
No way it's my sister,
Owen says. She definitely can't climb ladders.
Knock, knock, knock.
Then who could it be? I hiss. The wolf's face pales.
Oh no, it's probably the hunter.
It can't be, I say. Jonah landed on him.
Huh?
Owen asks. It's a long story, I say, but he's unconscious. At least, he was unconscious.
Hello?
A deep voice bellows from outside.
Is anyone there?
It sounds like the hunter, Owen says, trembling.
Well, we called for a doctor, I admit.
What? Owen cries. Why would you do that?
Because he was unconscious.
Good. It's better if he's unconscious.
Owen, I say, just hide, okay?
Where?
I don't know. Under the bed? Owen leaps beneath the bed skirt and squeezes himself under the bed.
It's not exactly roomy under here,
he complains. Just do it, I say.
Don't tell the hunter I'm here,
Owen begs from beneath the bed.
Please, you need to pretend to be Little Red's grandma and tell him everything's okay, or else he'll search the house.
I don't need to pretend, I start, but then I pause. I do need to pretend. The hunter saw me in his house right before Jonah knocked him out. I don't want the hunter to recognize me. He might get pretty mad. I guess I do have to dress up as Dottie.
Knock, knock, knock.
1 second, I holler. I rush over to where Owen left the bathrobe, and I put it on over my pajamas. Then I grab the pink nightcap from the bedside table and slap it on my head. It actually does feel like a shower cap. Why would anyone sleep in this? I have no idea. I pull it as low around my face as I can, and then I jump into the bed and yank the covers up high. I grab Dottie's reading glasses from the nightstand and put those on too. I hear water running in the bathroom. Hopefully Nana and Dottie won't hear anything.
Knock, knock, knock!
Come in,
I call, my voice shaking. The glasses make everything look blurry and ginormous. They are already giving me a headache. The door bursts open, and a man comes in. He's very tall, with a shock of bright red hair and a scruffy beard. He's wearing a green vest with a case of arrows strung across his torso, and he's holding a bow in one hand. Yep, definitely the hunter. Or huntsman, whatever. Definitely the guy Jonah landed on. Also, Dottie's glasses make him look massive. These things really work.
Is that you, Dottie?
The huntsman asks me.
Yes,
I croak out, trying to sound old and grumpy. I need to get into character.
What do you want? Why are you disturbing me?
I bark.
I'm looking for a silver wolf with a white snout. He's probably wearing a concert t-shirt. Have you seen him sneaking around?
No, Sonny, I say. I haven't seen a wolf.
I notice that the huntsman has a red welt on his forehead, probably from when Jonah accidentally clobbered him.
Are you okay?
I ask, pointing to his head.
I was attacked, the huntsman says, by a young girl and her accomplices. I woke up just in time to see one of the intruders running from my treehouse.
Really?
I say, trying to hide my fear. He saw us leaving his treehouse? Yikes. I'm so glad he didn't catch us.
But you're okay? I ask. The doctor helped?
What doctor? He asks. I didn't see a doctor.
Maybe the doctor got there after the hunter had already left. At least the hunter's okay. The hunter is still standing near the door. He better stay near the door. Otherwise, he's going to notice that I'm not exactly a senior citizen. I could use some wrinkles made out of Play-Doh or something. Next time.
This wolf is a crafty one, the huntsman says. He climbs ladders. But don't worry, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get all the wolves one by one, and then I'm going to hang them on my wall.
Oh, my, I say. I hear a sob come from under the bed. Is Owen crying again? Oh, no, the hunter will hear. I look down, and the bedskirt is shaking. Crumbs, crumbs, crumbs. The hunter slides his gaze over to where mine is. I quickly look away.
Why is there a paw sticking out from under your bed?
The hunter asks.
There isn't, I say. Definitely not. That's just the foot of the bed.
Why is it hairy?
To keep it warm, I say. Go away!
The hunter stalks over and lifts up the bed skirt.
Ah!
Owen shrieks. But before Owen can even defend himself, the hunter points an arrow at him and shoots him in the foot. Owen squawks and then goes quiet. Oh, no! You killed him! I yell, jumping out of bed.
I did not, the huntsman says. I just put him to sleep.
He rubs his hands together.
It will be easier to kill him back at my treehouse. With the sun setting through the windows, it's the perfect way to spend an evening. Murder at sunset. It's the best.
That is so, so, so creepy. The hunter grabs Owen by the foot and pulls him out from under the bed. Owen's out cold, but at least he's alive.
No,
I tell the huntsman. You can't.
Why not? The huntsman asks. He's a wolf. I've been hunting this one for years. I want his head on my treehouse wall. I have no wolves. Yet.
Don't take him, I call out. Jonah! Lolly! Prince! Help!
The hunter throws a limp Owen over his shoulder and heads for the door. Prince races out from the kitchen and lunges for the hunter's leg, grabbing on with his teeth.
Beat it, mutt,
the hunter says, shaking Prince off him. Jonah tries to grab the hunter's arm, but the hunter aims his arrow at Jonah.
Don't you dare,
I cry, jumping in front of Jonah.
You people better leave me alone or you'll be next,
the hunter threatens.
You wouldn't hurt humans, Lolly says, crossing her arms tightly. Would you?
I will hurt whoever gets in my way,
the hunter says. Then he throws open the door, Owen still slumped over his shoulder.
You should be thanking me. I am saving you from the wolf.
Jonah, Lolly, Prince, and I rush to the door as the hunter carries Owen down the ladder. We watch as the hunter drapes Owen on the back of his horse, then hops on in front of him and gallops away. Clomp, 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 clomp. The hunter rides fast along the forest path, disappearing through the enormous trees.
What do we do now?
Jonah asks.
I don't know, I say. This was kind of how the story was supposed to go, Jonah says. You know, the hunter gets the wolf. That's the happy ending.
It doesn't feel so happy, I say. There's a lump in my throat.
Poor Owen.
Happy ending? Lolly cries. You call that a happy ending? Owen was just wolf-napped. Why are you just standing there? We have to save him.
Yeah, Jonah says. His eyes light up. Yeah, we have to save him, Abby.
Okay, I say. We'll save Owen. The bathroom door creaks open, and Nana and Dottie step out.
What is all the ruckus out here?
Dottie asks, wrapped in a big fluffy towel.
And excuse me, pajama girl, I do not remember giving you permission to wear my bathrobe, cap, and glasses.
Oops.